This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live at the President's Club at Nationals Park. Grant and Danny on the road, just kind of a few blocks down Half Street from our normal studios in Southeast D.C. We're at Nationals Park today for the introductory press conference of brand new manager Dave Martinez. Mike Rizzo will join us on the show to discuss moving on from Dusty Baker and hiring Martinez. And we'll talk to the newest skipper of the Washington Nationals, a first-year manager who comes over from Chicago, where he was Joe Maddon's bench coach with the Cubs. Press conference is scheduled for 1:00. Both of those gentlemen will join us soon thereafter in the final hour of our show today. Welcome in. We got a lot to cover. We will be covering our normal NFL gamut on the Thursday ahead of Thursday Night Football. A lot of Redskins news to get to out of the park. Danny, how you feeling this morning?
So the last time I was here in this space was, you mentioned the Cubs, with Dave Martinez, was when the Nationals lost to the Cubs in Game 5. And it feels weird to be back here. A, it's empty and it's silent. It's just us in the room adjacent to both the batting cages and kind of the media press room downstairs at the Delta Sky Club. If you've ever had the privilege of being down here, it's pretty cool. And who knew at that moment, even as someone that had just experienced as a Nationals fan and just, you know, one of the crowd that night, an utter gut-punching, galling disappointment, yet another one in a division series where the Nationals had every chance and didn't get it done, et cetera, et cetera. We know the story. Who knew that that was the beginning, or at least dominoes had already started to fall for Dusty Baker to not be back as manager? Because as I left the park that night, disappointed, ticked off, irritated, all the normal feelings, we all still thought Dusty Baker will manage the team next year. It was
Absolutely.
A matter of time before that extension gets announced. We heard reasons why it hadn't happened yet. We knew it was going to happen. Who knew 8 days later it would start this process?
Fast forward actually a week after the season ended, the day before we found out formally that the team would not be bringing Dusty Baker back, I still thought he was going to return.
Same here.
I was talking to people who are plugged in saying, yeah, it sounds like an extension's coming. He could be around for another couple of years. Mike Rizzo's advocating for that. Next thing you know, Dusty Baker is no longer the manager of the Washington Nationals. They have a vacancy. And then there were some twists and turns in the search. Now, as soon as the opening at the managerial spot began for the Nationals, the first name linked to them was Martinez. And that is not all that surprising. He interviewed a couple of years ago for the job. He has interviewed with them in the past because Mike Rizzo reportedly is a fan of his, and they've long thought very highly of him, like many other teams in baseball have. He has been kind of crowned as the next really good manager in this sport. So he was considered the front runner. But we saw other names come out linked to the Nationals as well. Kevin Long, the hitting coach with the New York Mets, was one of them. And then, of course, Joe Girardi became available.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that has to be covered today. If Mike Rizzo's not asked in the press conference, you know, whether or not he contacted Joe Girardi, it's something clearly when he sits down with us, we will ask him. But that was kind of the name right away because as high upside as Martinez is, he's a risk. He's never managed before. You're handing him the keys to a really expensive, beautiful car, and he hasn't driven. Girardi seemed like a fit. They also interviewed John Farrell, who's won a recent World Series. But the Nationals went with a candidate who has not managed, who is an unknown commodity, who is a much larger risk, but who they think could be their Dave Roberts, who managed in Game 7 of the World Series last night with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And pivoting to that for a moment, we'll come full circle back to the Nationals. The Major League Baseball season is now over, and that's why the press conference is today. There is this unwritten rule in baseball that you're not allowed to make announcements during the World Series about either re-signing players or hiring new managers. You know, everything's just kind of informal, and then you can't really have your press conference and move on and do anything until the stage no longer belongs to the Astros and the Dodgers in this case. So that's why the press conference is today, in case you're curious about the timing. But last night was fun. It was the first time in 7 games in this World Series, which was a classic, that we didn't have late-inning drama, where we didn't have a dueling back-and-forth scoreboard where you're answering each other step for step, and ultimately, either in extras or in the 8th or the 9th inning, the game is decided. The Houston Astros a bottom feeder for years, a 106-plus loss team three straight seasons as recently as 2013, are your World Series champions. They did it through the draft. They did it by being bad to be good again. They did it by, here's a quote for you, tanking. Use that if you'd like.
Uh-huh.
They did it by using analytics in a way that a lot of the teams in Major League Baseball still refuse to. And it is a win for statistical analysis everywhere. This is a team that hired members of their scouting staff, including their director, a buddy of mine, Kevin Goldstein, who was in the media, who was writing about prospects for Baseball Prospectus, and now is their scouting director celebrating on the field last night. Really an amazing night in Major League Baseball as they beat the Dodgers 5-1 in Game 7 to conclude one of the great World Series of my lifetime.
So it doesn't end the debate of stats versus scouting. It doesn't. And there are a million ways to do it, and there are That was even addressed here in this World Series as these teams went back and forth. The Dodgers had their chances too, and they're not purely analytics. Although they've got plenty in that department as well.
They're pretty heavy analytics. Andrew Friedman's heavy. Basically a Mensa resident who is a business Wall Street guy.
But it's just a reminder that there are a million different ways to build teams. The Astros had a terrible bullpen, basically, and went with starters, just sort of band-aiding this thing together. It was two starters, Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton, getting the biggest outs here of this series. And speaking of the biggest outs of this series, we got the final call for you from last night. Charlie Morton, old-school fireman style, GP, 1960s, big mustache style, flat brim hat and high stirrup socks with sanitary hose underneath style. Charlie Morton, the final out last night.
Rated over here because of the Sanchez success. Here's a ground ball right side, could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Game decided by the bullpens, and it was the Astros who have a much worse bullpen that end up winning Game 7.
So last year, it's nothing but, what was it, 43% of the outs recorded in the playoffs were by bullpens. The Astros, you have a similar percentage in so much as starters aren't going deep, but they couldn't trust members of their bullpen. Ken Giles, their closer, who's been pretty good, deposed from that role, a non-factor for the last half of the series.
Yeah, he was scored on in all but one of his seven appearances this postseason. Yu Darvish was terrible last night, and he was bad in both of his starts
sure
in the
was.
World Series. He got knocked out in the second, three hits, five runs, four of them earned. McCullers didn't give up any runs but was knocked out in the third. So you go to either former recent starters or relievers who were longtime starters. Brad Peacock, former National, drafted in the 41st round, led the minors in strikeouts in this organization. Now in Houston, was one of the guys traded out to Oakland for Gio Gonzalez. Two scoreless innings in the World Series. Francisco Liriano, longtime starter, comes in and gets an out. Charlie Morton, still a starter, four innings, two hits, and a run to close the game down, and was ultimately given the win in Game 7 of the World Series. George Springer, who's your MVP, a home run last night, five in the World Series. He drove in seven runs. Jose Altuve knocked in another run. It was fitting that the 5 foot 5 inch second baseman, who is a batting title waiting to happen every year and an MVP candidate perennially, ends up getting to throw the ball to first for the final out amid the celebration. But the coolest part of last night, Danny, and the Astros again win by four runs, really never in doubt. They scored two in the first, three in the second, and they win 5-1 going away. Great performance by them in the biggest game of their season. The greatest moment of the night in terms of television, the drama, the excitement, and just the product of, I'm watching an entertaining program on TV, Carlos Correa, who is one of the great young stars in baseball. This is a guy I've had the privilege of interacting with several times now. Couldn't be a better, more decent young kid, 23 years old, hit .288 this postseason with five home runs. He was the number one overall pick out of the Puerto Rican Baseball Academy. Everything going on in Puerto Rico, he's on the field celebrating with the Puerto Rican flag wrapped around him last night. It was a great scene. But he's being interviewed by Ken Rosenthal. Rosenthal, with the assist here, call him John Wall.
Uh-huh.
Correa's being interviewed, and listen to what he does live on Fox right after the World Series last night. If you missed this, this is great.
And right now I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez. You make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Oh my God!
Let me put it on you.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yes?
Yes!
It goes like this?
I don't remember the name of the Boise State running back who proposed to the cheerleader.
I don't either after the Statue of Liberty play.
I think it was Ian Johnson. Ian Johnson proposes to his girlfriend after that great finish in Boise State, Oklahoma. That, up until now, was the greatest live sports proposal after you did something cool. This tops it. This is now your new number one. You're chasing this. You win World Series Game 7. You're an important, integral part of it. And then you get down on a knee and tell the love of your life that you want to spend the rest of your life with her.
Because what about this? Hypothetical, right? Let's say the Dodgers mount a comeback and score 4 runs in the 9th and then win it next innings and one of the most dramatic things ever. Do you not propose that night?
Of course you don't.
Because you've got this whole thing set up with Ken Rosenthal apparently well in advance. That was the only way that he could do it. He couldn't play the game with a ring in his back pocket.
Well,
right?
You wouldn't be doing the interview with Ken Rosenthal if he would have lost. So I think all you'd have to do is basically
win the World Series.
No. If you don't win the World Series, you just say, okay, well, we're going on a trip next week anyway on vacation, and I'm doing it there.
Just amazing how that happened. And all the guys on set, you know, the Fox guys are like David Ortiz and everybody watching it. David Ortiz is dumbfounded. This is a guy that, like, you know, basically, you know, has won World Series with putting the team on his back by himself, more walk-off game winners for the city of Boston to the point that he could do whatever the hell he wants and never pay for a beer again. He's flabbergasted by it. That was awesome, man. Live TV.
And a great series wraps up with a really fun moment on TV. But congratulations to the Houston Astros. Baseball is going to be a heavy part of today's show. We're at Nationals Park Live, as we told you. You're going to hear from Mike Rizzo, from Dave Martinez on this show exclusively today, ahead of 2 o'clock in the final hour of the program. Press conference will be carried live as well. So, Nats fans, make note, 3 hours from now at 1 o'clock, when Dave Martinez is introduced, you can hear every word of that press conference on Grant and Danny. Next, Las Vegas doesn't like the Redskins anymore. Is it over? Does Vegas know something we don't about this season? You are listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.